always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Protesters and immigration agents have fought for a second day south of Los Angeles.
This is a United States of America. It's supposed to be for everybody. No one's better. No one's superior.
All we're doing is trying to help our people from being separated from their families. That's all we're doing.
There's also a standoff in downtown Los Angeles. President Trump has ordered 2,000 members of the California National Guard to the area to help immigration agents and sheriff's deputies. Governor Gavin Newsom calls the deployment, quote, purposefully inflammatory. He says it will only escalate tensions. And CBS News has learned Trump and Newsom spoke for 40 minutes on the phone on Saturday. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Zach Boeto says the fighting has gotten furious.
We've seen protesters shooting fireworks, and these aren't safe and sane fireworks that they're shooting at these deputies. They're shooting M80s, they're shooting Roman candles, and the deputies were firing back.
There have also been fights between protesters and immigration agents in New York City. CBS News New York reporter Adi Guajardo has that.
Officers took down several protesters and put them in handcuffs. At one point, one protester was being pulled in one direction by officers and in another direction by those protesters. At least one person was placed in an ambulance. Now, protesters watching chanted, "Let them go," and booed at officers as they took several protesters into custody.
There's been an attempted political assassination in South America. CBS's Lilia Luciano says it happened during a pre-presidential campaign event.
Colombian Senator Miguel Uribe Turbay was shot in the head in a neighborhood near Bogota. The senator who represents the conservative Centro Democrático Party was speaking at an event with a community of voters when a man approached and shot him. He is currently in critical condition in a hospital. The shooter was also shot by authorities and was taken to a hospital.
Turbay is in critical condition. President Trump is distancing himself from the decision to bring Kilmar Abrego Garcia back to the U.S. from El Salvador, where he'd been mistakenly deported. More from CBS's Torian Small.
Trump telling NBC in a phone interview Saturday, Abrego Garcia's return, quote, wasn't my decision, adding, quote, the Department of Justice decided to do it in that way, and that's fine.
21-year-old Coco Gauff won the French Open in Paris Saturday.
You guys were cheering for me so hard. I don't know what I do to deserve so much love from the French crowd, but I appreciate you guys. So merci beaucoup.
It's her second Grand Slam title. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
It's hour number two of Max Inc. Radio, and we kick off this hour with two in a row from Super Tanker. They're at the High Noon Saloon patio on 612. We're going to do it right now on Max Inc. Radio.
She's on the fun, she Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Super Tanker on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. Turtle Island has your access to products and information to improve the quality of your life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies, and rose petal bath bombs, Rocker.
Rose petal bath bombs, Rob. Say that like three times fast, right?
Shop at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit their website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Now, we heard two in a row from Super Tanker.
Super Tanker.
Love them.
They are going to be Thursday, June 12th at the High Noon Saloon for the Summer Patio Series.
Oh, I love when the patios are open.
That show happens at 5:30 p.m., so it's super fun to hang out on the patio. Boy, if it's good weather out there, that is the perfect place to see a band. And they're just a great rock band from Madison. By the way, the guitar player is a writer for the Todd Alba Show here on Civic Media. I don't know if you knew that one.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's a small world, Rob.
It is, right? It's a small Civic Media radio world.
That's right.
I love it. I love it. We're going to do some Linda and the Zeros. We also have Amelia Ford coming up and Seesaw this hour. And also, we're going to have a really great band lined live in the lair, the Red Door Duo.
That's right. From Mineral Point, they came in here. It features international fingerstyle guitar champion Helen Avakian and Dave Irwin. He's an acclaimed jazz, bluegrass, and Brazilian guitarist and vocalist. So we're going to hear that. That's in the 8 p.m. hour. And coming up here just past the half hour at 7 p.m. hour, Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Eckberg. We're going to hear all about Make Music Madison. Of course, that's June 21st all over Madison, but there's other cities in Wisconsin and, of course, more than 2,000 cities around the world that hold this festival.
So where are you going to be at? What corner?
Paris? No. I'm going to be here. I'll actually be, that's where it originated, but I'll actually be here in the studio. We'll have a concert going on here live in the lair because that's a Saturday night.
Oh.
So there will be music all over the city and right here in this studio.
Okay. Well, we look forward to that. Should we go ahead and play some Linda and the Zeros?
Yeah, let's hear it. Linda and the Zeros. They rock. I love them. MaxInc Radio, we are local music.
Curtains in sinister woods, every echo. she should have, she could have. You spent your summers all in pots underneath holes you drilled in your roof. I'm in disbelief. 112 breezes, a world of bourgeoisies. You're still raving, make way. Embalm in the same rotten story is always the same. Now I'm so sick, rain. I'm so sick of hurricanes. Blow your nose, blow your nose, and make it true. Your wish list, don't wait till you wear. She did this, she did that, she went there. Brother, your thunder's 9 days times 100 and none, but that's almost 3 years. Still love your hate, they can love your mate, they can hang and wait. Weather defender, better than I. I could hope to claim, and they'll say I'm sick of rain. I'm so sick of hurricanes. So blow your nose, blow your news, and make it true.
Seesaw now on Max and Gridia. Catch them next in Green Bay, 27th Badger State Brewing Company with Brett Newski.
Thank you. sometimes it's just me tasting your will to be with me.
Just kidding.
Now we'll never look, 'cause we promised nothing. Now we'll never look, 'cause we promised nothing.
Seesaw on Max Inc. Radio. Iftikhar is going to take us to break. We have all sorts of fun stuff coming up for you. And live in the lair tonight, they're setting everything up right now. There's guitars. It's a Red Door Duo from Mineral Point. It's going to be great to see them do live stuff. Make sure you tune in wherever you're listening to local music. Maybe you're doing it on the Civic Media Radio app. You can do it that way. Or maybe you're on 92.7 and listening to WMDX. Either way, it's a great way to do it. Iftikhar now. It's Soft Glow. It's local music across the great state of Wisconsin on Max Inc. Radio.
Just trying to make some time for me, make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven, not by you or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. I'm hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some.
Come get some, a soft glow.
inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, you're driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? And hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. Hoping you can help me. And hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up. Let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Got a new puppy?
Huh?
Get a new fence installed to keep those puppers safe. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, and aluminum fences. Find Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call, 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com.
herbal aspect has landed. That's right, Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio.
Helen Feast. That's Helen Feast on vocals.
I love when they were live in the Lair. They just did an amazing job.
Remember the EDI? That was the electronic digital instrument interface that the guy was playing for trumpet?
Yeah.
It came from the 70s. Remember that thing?
Yeah. It was in a time machine.
That was unbelievable.
No, and there's not a lot of them around, right? He was saying how he has to make parts for it to fix it, right?
That way, for the people that don't know what we're talking about, the trumpet player was playing an electronic trumpet that was from the 70s, like a pre-MIDI device that was old as dirt. I couldn't believe he was playing. It sounded awesome.
It was.
Wasn't it amazing to watch?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the sounds, too, on the recordings, too, right? And they're doing things that make Music Madison. They're going to be on Lakeland. And you know what, Rocker? Wouldn't it be great right now if we talked to somebody about that?
We could, Rob. You know, we could. Make Music Madison, it's a part of a worldwide Make Music Day, a festival that celebrates live music every year in cities across the globe on the first day of summer. That's June 21st, in case you don't know. Madison, Wisconsin happens to be among the top cities across the globe, boasting nearly 700 live music venues that pop around on every corner of the city every year. And here to tell us about Make Music Madison and how you can become involved is director Mary Rose Ekberg. Mary Rose, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Always happy to be here.
Wow. So like where have you traveled to? Every time I talk to you around this time of the year, you've been somewhere. Last year, it was like Vietnam. It was one before
that.
Egypt, that's right. Egypt. I remember seeing the pictures. Where were you this year?
Germany. Just got back from Germany.
Wow. Nice. Was that a beer drinking tour?
No, actually, I did have a beer, an honorary beer while I was there. But no, I was actually there visiting my boyfriend's family. It was fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. That must have been so fun. Mm-hmm. Mary Rose, tell us a little history. The Worldwide Festival started in France in 1982, right?
Yeah, in 1982, it was started by the Minister of Culture there to really invite musicians out to celebrate with the community, celebrate the summer solstice. And then it grew from there. And the first U.S. chapter was in 2007 in New York. And then we were the sixth chapter in the U.S. We started in 2013.
That's right.
And now there's over 2,000 chapters worldwide.
Wow.
There's a lot.
That's incredible.
There's more than 200 in the United States alone. So
how about Wisconsin?
Really big. I think we have 28 chapters this year, I'm pretty sure. So we're the we have the most chapters of any state, of any U.S. state. We're doing great. And then, I think in Dane County, I want to say there are 8 chapters this year. So just in Dane County alone.
Wow. How can people that are across our listening network in Wisconsin find out if there's Make Music in their city?
Yeah. So the easiest thing to do is go to makemusicday.org/Wisconsin, and you'll be able to find the full listing of, and if you're curious in other, if you're, you know, from a different state, if you go to makemusicday.org, you can find listings they have for every different state to see which city near you is participating.
I'm going to go look up some Wisconsin, see where else in Wisconsin these are, and we'll talk about that maybe next week. Now, that started during Paul Soglin's term here in Madison.
Yeah. He was a huge supporter and really interested in making it happen. And so the city has been a consistent supporter. The Madison Arts Commission still sponsors the our organization and is a, you know, really helps make things happen. And they also help us get our permits. Like, so they work really closely with us to make sure that we get all of the venues that we want and that they hold all the parks and all the downtown spaces and everything for us. So,
well, tell us about Make Music Madison. I mean, it's completely different from a typical music festival. Make Music Madison is open to anyone who wants to take part.
Yeah, so it's very unique. You know, it's like a distributed music festival that's about anybody and everybody getting out and playing music. Mm-hmm. So it's really about celebrating like what music means to us as a culture, what it means to our lives, and sort of breaking down those boundaries where people feel like, well, I'm a musician, or I'll never be able to be a musician, or, you know, people who are terrified to pick up an instrument. There's a lot of opportunities to just get out there and just risk it, try it, see how it goes, have fun, try new music, try a new instrument, try, you know, form a band just for the day of, just play around, you know? Yeah, some people have.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, basically, the basic idea is that the festival kind of sponsors or gets the permits for anybody pretty much in Madison to have a stage or a performance almost anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. So we take care of all the logistical stuff. So like, for instance, this year, there's somebody who approached me and said, hey, I've been hosting every year. it's getting bigger. I'd like to shut down the block for my street. And I was like, yeah, we'll take care of it. So he's shutting down the 2200 block of Center Avenue to host there. So
man,
I mean, we'll figure that out. Like if you're interested in hosting wherever you're at, like we will help navigate. We'll also do marketing. We produce actually today was our venue material pickup day. So venues came to my house and they came and picked up banners and posters and tip buckets and yard signs. So you'll start seeing those all over the city.
How many venues are this year? Do you have a count?
Yeah, I have 145 venues this year. So it's very solid and it's all over. And we have a lot of new venues this year. So I think because it's on a Saturday, it's a little mixed. You know, some people who often host aren't hosting because it's a weekend. And so, and these are businesses that operate during the week. So when we're operating, you know, when it falls on a weekday, they're there. And this year they're like, oh, we're not going to staff it. Or I want to go out in the community. And then we have all these new people that are like, oh, it's a Saturday. I've never been able to do it before, but now I can because I'm not going to be at work. So it's like, we're getting a lot of new venues. It's
fun. It hasn't been on a Saturday probably in a good 7 years or so.
Because of leap year, and then the last time it fell on a weekend at all, I think was it like a really bad rain day? And I think a lot. Yeah,
I think I remember that one.
Yeah. So I really, really hope that we get good weather.
Well, it's June 21st in Wisconsin. We've got a chance.
Mm-hmm, I hope so.
How do musicians sign up for gigs that are like still available out there, right? Because is venue closed?
Yeah. So we have, I think we ended up with like 450 registered musicians so far. If somebody really desperately wants to get in the door, there's a couple things they can do. If you're a musician, you could email me and I can open up registration for you. We close it because we don't want venues coming on board at this point because we need to get their permits. And then we're also going to have a bunch of open mics and open jams going on that day.
Really?
So we're working on putting together a list of all those opportunities because like I was talking to somebody who came to pick up materials today and he was saying that he's going to have instruments at his place and people can just show up and jam. The only rule he's going to have is that they won't play the same song twice in a day. So So we'll have all that opportunity, like all those listed on our website. So if you are not sure and on the day of you say, hey, I have some free time, there'll be places for you to show up to.
Now, do musicians get paid, or you said something about tip jars?
Yeah. So it varies. So some venues pay their musicians, some don't. Everybody we encourage to, you know, put out a tip jar, put out your Venmo info, however you want to get paid. And we do a lot of promotion to the public, encouraging them to support musicians on this day. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to help build a busking culture in Madison and get people to know, like, when there's a tip jar out, like, you should be tipping.
Yes.
And even if there isn't one, like, you should go up afterwards and you say, hey, I love your stuff. Do you have an album that I can buy? How can I support you? What's your Venmo? You know, ask questions and figure out how you can support music in our community.
And how do we find out who is playing here in Madison? Who's playing where?
Yeah. So makemusicmadison.org. We have a map that you can play around on, and you can also search by venue, by artist.
The map is cool.
Yeah. The map is fun.
It makes it easy.
It's very fun to play with. It's definitely easier on a desktop. I'll throw that out there. but that's the easiest way. And if you get overwhelmed, because there's going to be over 600 shows and you really have no idea where to start, I highly recommend that you reach out to us, info@makemusicmadison.org, and I can help you find what you're looking for. But there's every genre in every neighborhood, like all over the city. You're going to find something that you're interested in.
So for people like thinking about next year now, because some of this is closed, you can have your own venue. It could be on your porch. It could be on a street corner. It could be anywhere. You can register for it and you'll help them get a permit.
Yep. We'll figure it out.
And if you're a musician, you can go to the website and there's a gig matcher,
matchmaking tool. Yeah. So venues register and musicians register, and then they can find each other. They can search based off of their needs. Like if you have to have electricity to perform, you can find venues that offer that. And then you can communicate right in there and touch base and connect with one another, make sure you're a good match. And then once you both confirm, it comes to us and we make sure that everybody is on the same page. Cause sometimes we'll see somebody that says like, oh yeah, 6:30 sounds great. And then the musician will be like, yep, we'll be there at 5:00. And you're like, wait a minute. So we make sure that everyone's, you know, got the right information. And then we sign off. And the second we hit submit, within like 2 minutes, it's on the website.
This is just a huge endeavor.
Yeah.
And it happens every year, June 21st, Make Music Madison. It's just a great live music festival. Mary Rose Ekberg, director of Make Music Madison Festival, thanks for taking the time to come down and speak to us tonight about Make Music Madison. Find out more information, makemusicmadison.org.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me, Rocker.
All right. Rob, do we have somebody queued up that might be playing?
You know, I have Louie and the Flash Bombs, but I don't think they're doing that.
Oh, they're a Milwaukee band.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, but they're on stage right now. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah,
all right. We'll
yeah.
Do it.
They're over at the Terrace right now. You can go see them live, or in Manitowoc at the Metro Jam.
Louie Lucchese, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions, turn them into nothing. Turn them into nothing. You were larger than life and made sure that we knew it. Bitchy, flip and tearing. Something else tomorrow. Something else tomorrow.
Nice word.
7,000 Apart on Mags Inc. Radio. They're doing live stuff up in Appleton tomorrow. Let's see. It is at 4 p.m. at Rookie Sports Bar and Grill. Also, you can see them in Fort Atkinson. They're going to be on the, that's going to be on the 11th. On the 12th, they're going to be in Green Bay. You're listening to Mags Inc. Radio. We're going to play the Claudettes, go to break. Then we're going to come back with the Red Door Duo live in the lair right here on Mags Inc. Radio.
Touch your back.
Come on and buy me a soul. Come on and buy me a soul.
step out from behind these little screens that rule our lives. I'm sick of highlights, 'cause we're an empty shell, and we're on earth but we're in hell. Can anybody hear me? Is this a permanent bad dream, or is it too much reality? Come on and buy me a soul. Come on and buy me a soul.
Brett Newsky on Max Inc. Radio. Catch him next in Oshkosh on the 12th. You're listening to local.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz, south of Los Angeles on Saturday. Hundreds of protesters fought with immigration agents and sheriff's deputies for a second straight day after seeing the clashes. President Trump ordered 2,000 members of the National Guard to deploy to the area, angering Governor Gavin Newsom. U.S. Attorney Bill Assayle says there have been some arrests.
The people we're arresting are they're being arrested for impeding federal officers who are engaged in their activities, or they're being arrested for assaulting our officers. We had several of them get assaulted today with rocks, cement blocks, eggs, Molotov cocktails.
A man campaigning for the presidency of Colombia has been shot as he spoke to voters in Bogota. Details from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
The senator who represents the conservative-leaning Centro Democrático Party